a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring new good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Come on. Podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We thank you for taking the time to listen in on today. Listen, I am so grateful that not only did we make it to another week, we made it through another day, another hour, another minute, and praise God that he's with us on today. I am super excited for the goodness of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. So thank you for taking time to listen in on today. If this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, we want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to, hallelujah, encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, I want to give a shout out to our very own CEO and founder and visionary of Elation Radio and Magazine, none other than our own Kimmy Kim Robinson. God bless you on today and our Elation family. I honor all of you, the listeners that are listening in from week to week, whether it's your first week because of a guest or whether you're coming on every week, we appreciate you. Another thing we want to tell you is God is good. Let's worship him and praise him all the more. Let us go before him in prayer. We honor all of you and thank you again for listening in. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you come into this podcast, have your divine will and way. Bless our special guest on today, Prophetess Chisley Williams, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the work she's doing in the kingdom and the body of Christ. We thank you for all that you are doing in her life, her ministry, and her business. We thank you, oh God, for every listener listening in. Bless their homes, bless their families, bless their ministry, business, whatever capacity they walk in. We ask that you have the divine will and way over their life. We ask today, oh God, that you lead us, guide us, direct us, oh God, put in order everything you want done. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory as we talk about purpose and prayed for. We ask in the name of Jesus that you not only bless every listener, oh God, but provide and make a way. Be a miracle worker on today, and we will thank you forevermore. Forgive us all of our sins, oh God, and give us hearts to forgive. Let us not always want you to cover us in forgiveness, God, and not forgive others. We give you the honor, the praise, and all of the glory. You are worthy of all of the praise. So we say thank you. We honor you and praise you. We honor our husband, We honor our husband, Donald Wright Jr. God, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we are super excited. We're going to move right along because we have a very super anointed guest on today. We want to share this exhortation as we do every week, a small, short exhortation to encourage and inspire you. I don't know where you are in your life, but God does. He knows exactly what we all face. He knows where we're going and how we're going to get there. He knows that the angels have charge over us. On today, we will be studying from St. John, the 17th chapter, and that is the King James Version. Again, that's St. John, the 17th chapter, and it is the King James Version. And it reads as such. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal, life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self and with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whosoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out of thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee. Hallelujah. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they may also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will pray that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world have not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Listen, did you know you were purposed and prayed for? As a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, the word that was given in John 17. He took the time that God's glory may be shown in your life. I want us to be concentrated on. The glory of the Lord comes with a cost, but not only does it come with a cost, he does it so mankind would know he's still alive. He still moves by his power. He is great. He is majestic. There is none like him. When we understand the power of the world and all that Jesus did, all that he lived for, all that he exampled, all that he gave us. And then he said, I prayed for them because we believe in him and we believe that God sent him. I want you to know in your purpose today, there is something extraordinary about the power of God in your life. There is something that God wants to put his glory on when you're connected to him. Listen, it is a powerful thing to be a child of the Most High. It is a powerful relationship that yields you benefits you can't even pay for. Listen, you pay for your insurance policy, and they'll give you some things, and sometimes they won't. One thing is for sure about the covenant with the Lord. He never stops giving what he promised. He does take the time sometimes to mold us and to make us into his perfect will. But know in your waiting on today, you are purpose and you are prayed for. You are purpose. And you are prayed for. Your date of your birth was purpose. When you came into the world, your date of your birth was purpose. And guess what? Somebody was praying for you to get here. Now listen, their prayers are powerful when they're attached to the Lord that it may yield what he said. But listen to this. I need you to understand, when he prayed for us, it is for everything we're walking through right now as believers. And here's the beautiful thing. If you don't know him now and you want to be a part of this beautiful family of God, all you have to do is believe what Romans 10, 9, and 10 said, and that is basically to paraphrase it, that you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. You know, when you see a good movie, you're going to go around telling everybody, if you love that movie, how wonderful it was. When we come into the body of Christ, it is our job, as we have been purposed and prayed for, to share his name, to share who he is, to understand that he died for each and every one of us. Isn't that good news? You're not in this thing by yourself. Every time you go through a trial, he's right there. Every time you have some mismanagement, something happens that you can't quite understand, he's right there. And he prayed for you. He said, I don't pray that you take them out of the world. I just pray that you keep them from the evil. Listen, do you know how powerful that is? There is evil lurking all around. We have pandemics. We have all kinds of issues and things that are going on in this world. But let me just close by telling you this. You are purposed and prayed for. It's a solid covenant with him. The blood covers you, and he's walking with you. He won't leave you or forget about you. He is always doing what he said he will do, even when we don't understand it. I don't know about you, but there are times when you go through things, it doesn't make sense, seems like it's forgotten, seems like your heart gets broken, seems like things just don't work out for you. But I want to remind you, Romans 8 and 28, and we know, not we thought about it, not we heard about it, and we know all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. You better catch it today. You are purposed and prayed for, not only by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but think about the believers that support you. Think about your pastors and those that have the charge over you. Think about those that are connected to you. See, if you're really connected to somebody, you should be praying for them. You should pray that God bless them, keep them, protect them, all the things that are needed for them to be sustained to do what they have to do. My sister that's coming on today, powerful woman of God, she has to be prayed for in her steps. She has the plan and the strategy that God has given her, but prayer covers her in order to strengthen her to continue to do what she's doing. That's what Jesus did for each and every one of us. Know today you are purposed and prayed for. The Lord loves you, and so do I. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help, and all of your help cometh from the Lord thy God, which have made the heavens and the earth. He's looking. He's watching. He's fulfilling. He's doing what he promised. You just have to connect with him and believe his word and stay true to him. Don't be a part-time lover. Be with him all the way when things are going well and when they're not going so well. And you'll find because you're purposed and prayed for, it'll be all right. I pray this exhortation has been a blessing to you and that you're able to share it and let somebody else know they're purposed and prayed for. God bless you on today. On this evening, I have a very dear sister in the Lord who is just a grand woman of God, and I say that not to puff her, but when you see a believer in action, you understand their walk with God. You understand who they are. And although we don't talk a lot, we keep in contact enough, whether via Facebook or as the Lord allows, and that we understand that we're praying one for another. I like to introduce to some and present to others Prophetess Tishley Janae Williams. She's a powerful woman of God. She's going to share her life, her ministry with us today to encourage you that you may know God is with you as well. We thank you and praise you. She's an anointed author. She is a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and she's here with us today. God bless you on today, my sister, precious prophetess, Tishley Williams. God bless you on today.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Travis Johnson.
Well, listen, we are super excited to have you on today. We know that God has been moving in your life for not just today. Let me clear that up, for a long time, because we talked about being purposed and prayed for. So who you are today is a manifestation of prayer over your life. But would you just talk to the listening audience and help them to understand who you are? And we're going to get to your project after that. But share with them who you are and what God is doing in your life.
Well, yes, I am a servant of God more than anything. It's so funny because I'm so not into titles and all of that. Recently, I just stepped into an elevation into the prophetic call that's been on my life forever. And I ran and I said, God, let me just do what I do. I don't mind just ministering to people. When you speak, I'll speak, and that's enough. And he said to me, no. That's not enough, because, you know, some people chase the position and some people earn it.
Come on.
And and so I had to really just submit and accept this season that he has me in. I have been in church and in and around ministry all of my life. My parents were devout believers, and we had a very, very strong Christian foundation in our home. My father is a pastor now, but he served his pastor as a young man all of our lives. And so they nurtured my brother and I in ministry, and we watched their example of living out the faith and living by what we preach and teach. And so I had a great foundation. I got married at 23 after, you know, a very amazing childhood. Got married to my pastors. I left my parents' church when I was 17, almost 18, graduating high school. And the church that I went to, I started dating my pastor's son at that ministry. And we dated for a few years, and then we ended up getting married, and we were married for 7 years, but four of those we were totally separated, living separately, mm-hmm. and I was still honoring the marriage, honoring the covenant, and just went mm-hmm. through, ended up going through a season of turmoil and chaos and depression with adultery on his part, and that was very public because we were very public figures. We were youth pastors mm-hmm. at our church, which was very prominent. We were, you know, well-known leaders in the community, and both of our parents were pastors in the community. And so it's a very tumultuous time with various affairs, everything so public. And that's where my personal relationship with God was developed.
Mm-hmm.
That season of trial, it was so in-depth. The pain, the hurt was so in-depth. And I often say that your pain will do one or two things. It will either push you into God or it will push you away from him. And he somehow set it up for it to push me so far into him that through that season he became more real to me than the human being that I could see every day. And so mm-hmm. long story short, I went through years of hurt, just praying and believing God to restore the marriage, bring us back together. Every year, year after year, I was believing, praying, fasting, warring, all of these things, and it didn't work.
mm-hmm.
And I talk about that now because we always hear, oh, keep praying, and we hear all of these encouraging things that make us believe it's going to happen just like that, and God's going to rescue us every time, and he's going to deliver right in an instant, and when we don't see that, it brings discouragement.
And so I
like to minister from that very real, transparent place of, no, sometimes he don't show up right away. And mm-hmm. sometimes he don't show up like you thought he would. sometimes mm-hmm. it's not going to look like you expected it to look when he answers. And so I endured. I think ultimately it was about 10 years total in that whole cycle from the time of, you know, the affairs into the separation all the way up to the divorce. And because I was so strongly planted in God, I was completely against divorce. I didn't want that, which was part of why I waited to mm-hmm. see if God would restore. And what God said to me, I asked him, and this is in the book that I just wrote. It's releasing on Saturday, and I'm so excited about mm-hmm. it. It's called He Left, But I Lived. And it's just mm-hmm. minister to women about emotional wholeness through relational trauma. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I'm so thankful that I had a foundation in God.
He carried me
through those days when I couldn't even talk, couldn't say anything. The pain was so deep, so intense that I didn't even have words, and I have pages in my journals. I journaled the entire process, and there's pages in my journal that are still crinkled from the tears that I cried as I was writing, God, help me, get me out of this. I cannot do this. And he would come. He would meet me. I had some of my most intimate spiritual moments with him right there in my home, just me and him in the depth mm-hmm. of my pain. And so I didn't know that women were watching. They were watching how I was handling it, how I was getting through it. I thought that I was just surviving it. That's all I was trying to do.
mm-hmm.
But God set up, and he led me right through that thing. And women started reaching out to me sometime after the process, you know, saying, how did you do it? My husband is cheating now. I'm in an adulterous mm-hmm. situation now. How did you do it? I watched you, and I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And that birthed my ministry. I had already been mentoring girls, and that was going great. That was amazing. But this shifted my ministry into adult women, ministry for adult women. And from there, you know, God absolutely held my hand through that process. I began ministering to women, and now I travel and I counsel and I coach women in just emotional well-being, wholeness, confidence, you know, walking through a situation with integrity and tact, because when you're well, you respond to things differently. When you're still broken, when you're still angry, when there's still bitterness and unforgiveness, you're going to respond from that place. But when you shift your focus to healing you internally, never mind who hurt you, what they did, yes, it's valid. Yes, it may have broken you or hurt you deeply, but we have the choice. I'm going to shift my perspective from who did it and what they did to how am I going to heal? How am I going to move on? And so that's the message that we give women now, and I love it. It's my life. It's purpose for me. I would do it forever for no pay because I love it. I love seeing women recover and be free.
And you know what's so beautiful about that? We were talking about from purpose and prayed for, because here's the thing. When you walk through all of that, God purposed people around you to love on you through that process as well. But what I love about what you said is that this is something that the body of Christ and people need to understand. Sometimes things just don't work out the way we want them to, but it doesn't mean it's not a part of God's plan. Now, because of all the pain you went through, look at the woman of God you are today, the women that watched you. Yeah, it reminds me of that scripture that says, let your light so shine that others may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And when a woman, and you know how it can be, some women don't know how to grasp onto being connected in love. There are a lot of schisms and isms, they think. But here's the thing about when you're confident in God as yourself. You took what hurts you. And in Elations, we have something from pain to purpose that we do. And I'm telling you, it's nothing like living through your pain that God gets the glory out of it. So I honor you, my sister, for being so transparent, for being open. I've heard you say you're coaching, you're ministering, and you're mentoring women. But also you have product lines, right? You have things that you have developed that is another way of connecting with you. Could you tell us a little bit about your product lines that you have?
Yes, I am the owner and the curator of Eccentric Bijouterie Boutique, which is a collection of handmade jewelry that God really just led me into doing this. It's going so well. I absolutely love it. I've always been a creative by nature. I think that accompanies the prophetic gift a lot of times in different ways, but I think every prophetic person has some level of creativity. And so for me, it's always been, you know, colors and just being able to put things together. And I love photography and art and all of those artistic things. And so I've always jewelry, and I've always had way more than I should have. but
that's
okay. You know, just the short way that God did this, when the pandemic hit, I was laid off and I had all this time, and I said, God, you know, what am I gonna do? I need you to help me. I can't, you know, I don't have income. And so I had been going to Nashville to a little boutique there that I love for handmade jewelry. I had saved up all my money for my birthday. I was going there, and I said I was going to buy everything they had for my birthday. Got there, and they were closed, and I said, okay, we'll come back after lunch. Maybe they're closed for lunch. Came back after lunch, still closed. So we called someone who would know, and they said, well, something happened. It's been an emergency situation. They are closed permanently as far as we know right now. I was devastated, but
I can imagine.
I sat on my bed. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, I can imagine going there in their clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I came home, and I was sitting on my bed, and I had the bracelets on, some bracelets I had got from there, and the Lord literally illuminated the bracelets. It was as if light was on the bracelets. And I just, when I looked at it, I saw it from a different perspective, and I said, that's just wild. Those are just beads. I can do that. And it was like literally the Lord downloaded it in my spirit, and I started buying things. I didn't know the first thing about what you use to make jewelry, but I just started buying things that I thought needed. And long story short, I started watching videos and finding people who were doing it. Turns out I was buying all the right stuff without a clue of what I was doing. And from there, I sat on the end of my bed one night with my little table and started making things. And it has flourished into this business. I have a website where people can shop, and we post a lot on our Facebook pages. And I'm hoping to expand it to some other things aside from jewelry. But right now, the jewelry is going amazing. And it is an extension of my ministry, because my ministry deals with healing and accentuating the inner woman. But the jewelry helps to accentuate and bring, you know, identity to the outside, the outer appearance. And so they tie together, because I pray before I sit down to make the jewelry. I pray for the ideas. Mm-hmm. I pray as I'm making it that the woman who gets it would feel God even when she puts it on. And so that's what I'm doing with that. I'm again launching my book. So God is just doing amazing things. It's all happening so fast, but he has prepared me for this season. So I feel ready, and I'm so grateful for everything he's doing.
And, you know, we're grateful that you're on today, and we're grateful that you're sharing, and that the listening audience to get to know you. So if they were interested in this book that you're going to have, that is, I'm going to say it's going to be a bestseller that we decree and declare to be so. We are believing God for your experiences and all that you have poured into it, that God will continually bless you. Can you share with the listening audience how they can get in contact with you for your product line as well as for your book, and talk to us a little bit about what's coming up on this Saturday, or this book launching? Talk to us about that as well.
Yes, ma'am. I am on my website is www.eccentricbijouterieshop.com. I have a Facebook page. If you type in eccentric bijouterie, that word catches people up sometimes. It's French for jewelry and trinkets, but it's spelled bijouterie. So it's eccentric bijouterie. We're on Instagram at eccentric_bijouterie. And again, the website, www.eccentricbijouterieshop.com. You can purchase jewelry there. I'll be updating the website with some of my fall pieces next week, because during my book launch this Saturday here in my hometown in Michigan, we're taking all of the pieces there, because we're also doing a pop-up jewelry boutique at the book launch. So people will be able to buy books, buy jewelry all at the same time. And that's awesome. So exciting. Yeah, I'm so excited about it. This is my first pop-up shop that I'm hosting. I've been a vendor at different shows, but this is the first time that it's just me and my product, so that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And so after the event, everything that we have, if we have anything left, we'll put everything on the site and get it updated with new pieces. There are still some amazing things there from the summer collection. So people can definitely shop now, but we have some amazing things coming that are perfect for fall. But so that's all taking place this Saturday, and it's just been such a blessing. I have so much love and support surrounding me, and that's so important, because sometimes it's so easy to get stuck looking at who's not with us and who's not supporting, and you always have those people. You know, everybody mm-hmm. will never be your follower, your fan, your supporter. But I've learned that you have to shift your focus and have the right focus, because you'll yes. miss who really loves you looking at who's not with you. And so I'm just so thankful for my support system. My parents are amazing. I have so many spiritual leaders and mentors around me all the time who encourage me and just have spoken life over the book and the business.
Awesome. Now, can you tell us where this pop-up shop will be for those that will be in your area, as this podcast goes completely across the U.S. and abroad? Would you share your address for your pop-up shop and the time so that they can, those that want to come and support you, can come out?
Yes. You're in Michigan. I'm in a small little town called Muskegon. It's a couple hours away from Detroit. And it's very mm-hmm. little, but it's mm-hmm. going to be at what is called the Muskegon Innovation Hub, and mm-hmm. That is located at 200 Viridian Street, mm-hmm. and if you go to my Facebook pages, which my public page is Tishley Janine Inspires, all of the information is there.
Great. I'm so glad, and I'm so happy you took time, and I know you're preparing for this weekend. Again, may we just continue to pray that the Lord will bless you exceedingly abundantly above that which you could think or ask. And I truly believe that your gift that you have shared, and here's something you said, you know, about the people that don't support, but one thing I believe, when you sow into lives of others, God will also sow back into you. And that's what we pray for you this weekend, because of your heart, your spirit, and your life in him. And, hey, I believe today is a very special day of someone very, very close to you. Is that true that someone's birthday that you adore is today?
Yes.
Oh, whose birthday would that be?
It is my mother's birthday today, and I am so glad that she's still here with me. A couple years ago, yes. she randomly was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and it got really bad. She was in the hospital for a couple weeks, and it was not mm-hmm. looking good. And my family mm-hmm. and I just began to pray and cover her, and I remember praying at the hospital. I literally went into the hallway and turned to the wall, and I asked God to give her more time with me. And he answered, and today she is clean bill of health. She was taken off all the medication. Yeah. And so I just rejoice. Every birthday that comes around for her, I'm just thankful to God. She's an amazing woman. She's always been the same person, consistent, just a great example of a first lady, a wife, a mother. So, yes, we've been celebrating her all day today.
Well, I thank God for you, and I wanted to share that because I know how important that is for you, and I thank yes. God for her life and all that God is doing in her life and for your family overall. Listen, listen. If you're on Facebook, please look up Tishley Janae Inspires, that you can get all the information to connect up with her for speaking engagements, for product lines, and all that she is doing, and especially for this upcoming launch of her book, that it can be a blessing to you, your friends, your congregation, whoever, wherever you may be. I thank you, my sister, for joining us on today. May God bless you and keep you and keep his angels encamped about you.
Yes. Likewise. Thank you so much. I just love your spirit and all that you do for the kingdom. I love it so much. So we'll definitely be continuing to pray for you and your husband and the ministry that you all have.
Praise God. Thank you so very much. Well, listen, listening audience, you have heard quite a bit on today, from being purposed and prayed for to our very own sister in the Lord. I am going to say, listen, you know that God is good when in the midst of a pandemic. My sister birthed a business. Listen, that could be your story. I want you to be encouraged today and not think about what you can't do, but all that you can do. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, yes, which strengthens me. So therefore, it may be you sitting down saying, listen, I don't have an income. You just had a witness that said right there in the midst, she took a step of faith and she did what God gave her to do, and God has blossomed her business. I pray that same prayer for you today, that God would ignite a fire in you to become,
yes,
very strong and active. Active is the word in the thing he's calling you to do. And when you have to wait on him, listen, he said, wait and be of good courage, because in due season, you're gonna reap if you faint not. So I just want to encourage you today to keep looking to the hills from whence cometh all your help, and know all your help coming from the Lord thy God. Listen, I want to also say thank you, thank you, thank you, not only for listening to the podcast, but those of you that pray for Pastor Don and myself, as we are doing his will, we thank you. We don't take it for granted. You don't have to call out our names. You don't have to inbox us and say, hey, thank you. I appreciate you. My husband appreciates you for all that you're doing. And continue to pray for us as we embark more things for the kingdom. You'll be hearing about some things very shortly, but keep us in prayer. We are firm believers that we can't move without God's direction. So please continue to pray for us, and we are looking forward to continually praying for you. Well, listen, you know we're coming to the close of another podcast. We want to again say happy birthday to all of the October birthdays now. God is doing something great and amazing, and we know that ministers across the world, they get a word from God about months, and I'm telling you, for this month, I know it is heavily known for witchcraft for the end of the month, but I need you to know our God is who he is every single day, and that's every day of every month of every year. So look to know that he's hearing and he's answering prayer. So happy birthday to all the October birthdays. We are praying, oh God, for those of you that just had a baby. Maybe you bought a new car. Maybe you enrolled in school and you're in the fall session of beginning your school. And whatever it is, we celebrate you here at the Just For You podcast. We want you also know that we understand there are times when it also flips on the other end of the Richter scale. Sometimes we go through unemployment. Maybe there's a loss of a loved one. Maybe a broken relationship. My sister shared and talked about divorce today. Whatever it is, we want you to know that we are praying for you at the Just For You podcast and with Elation Radio and Magazine. We are prayer warriors, and we want you all to know that our team and everybody together, we believe God for the prayers of the righteous. And I want you to know, if you're not saved, this is the biggest part out of all we do. If you are not saved, we are praying for your salvation, healing, and deliverance, that God will continually keep his angels encamped about you and help you to receive him before he returns. That's very important. Out of all you can have in this life, to leave here and not have your faith secured with him would be a hard thing for a believing family. But I tell you this, he's able. Don't give up on that loved one that seems like they're going left every time you pray for them. Don't give up on the one that says, I don't believe in God. I've had many of them tell me they don't believe in God. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I can tell you, I've seen them lift their hands and give God glory. I promise you I have, because they didn't understand. God's power and presence is so real that you can't help but subject yourself when he's present. So I'm praying for you that are believing, like we're all praying for family, friends, loved ones, even, listen, let me give you a bonus, even your enemies. You want to get rid of them? Pray they get saved. What I mean by that, ask God to come into their heart. They're irritating you and keep doing things to Hallelujah. Pray that God give them love. Pray that God gives them joy. Pray that God helps them so that they can do what they need to do to be all they need to become. Listen, not only are we praying for that, there are times when you have needs in your life and there are resources set up. Please contact United Way in the St. Louis area. That would be 211. We also have Urban League St. Louis, and that is Urban League is their website is ulstl.org, where you can find all the programs, all the resources that they have available. We also have some great news. This week, we've been talking about it. Last week, you heard them on, all of those that are going to be participating in the St. Louis Gospel Explosion. Whoop, whoop. I'm not tooting the horn. It is elation. I am. It is. It is. But we want you to be with us all in the St. Louis area on October 9th from 6 to 9:30 for the Gospel Explosion. Let me tell you who's going to be rapping. I will tell y'all and spit a little something for you. I don't want you to take my rap name. But you know it's coming. It's coming. Listen, the messenger is our own Pastor Low Curry Sr., the messenger. We have Jude. And then we have Lil Z Incredible School. And then our own David Benton that'll be in the St. Louis area lifting up the name of the Lord. Please join us from 6 to 9:30 at 14550 New Harl Ferry Road in St. Louis, Missouri. They'll be glad you came. Hey, this is a family event. Bring your children, bring your neighbors, bring your friends to come out and celebrate and worship at this gospel explosion with these artists that will be here. Listen, I want you to know, don't take for granted your gifts. Today we're announcing other people, but God is preparing you to be announced for what he's calling you to do in your life. Don't ever, ever think that he's not paying attention to the gift he's nourishing and nurturing in your life. Be happy for where you are. Accept the fact that he loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. Know that his will be done. He loves you. He cares. And he's doing great and marvelous things. I pray that the Lord will expand all of our territories for his name's sake. Okay? Let me add that in again, that he expand all of our territories as believers for his name's sake. Because when he's glorified, he's getting the glory. Someone's going to know he's real. And wouldn't you want that to be you, that you can be that mouthpiece, you can show that gift, you can do what is needed to be done, that he gets all the glory. I live for it. Hallelujah. I live for it. I want him to use me for his glory, and that in every capacity of being that I am, that he be glorified. I tell you, I get excited about it. Well, I thank you so much. I want you to know if you have a community announcement and you'd like for us to announce it here on the Just For You podcast, please, you can contact me on Facebook, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and inbox me and we'll be glad to announce it for you. Also, you can reach me on Instagram under His Blessed Girl 7. That's His Blessed Girl 7 on Instagram, LinkedIn, same name, Michelle Wright. And again, it's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. If you prefer to email me, you can email me at leadingwright, leading like you're leading someone, and write like my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, at gmail.com. We love to hear from you. Please, by all means, when you hear these words and see something that's interesting for you to share with others, please don't hesitate to share and invite others. We thank you in advance. And listen, I'm praying for you and your family, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever God has blessed you to do, we're celebrating you and we're lifting you up. Please know that we're praying. I know this is an hour we all need to be praying and seeking his face that he may be glorified. As usual, we pray out. I just want you to know, just keep on holding on. You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Carlton Pearson. He used to say, and he still says, I haven't heard him in a while, but he said, you know, keep on keeping on. There was a woman in the church, there was an older woman that would give him a trinket. Y'all know what a trinket is, a little dot. You remember them quarters that the mothers and the grandmothers in the church used to give you? I don't know, y'all might be too young, but they used to give us stuff and we'd be so happy, not just to get the trinket, because it was something special about them and what they did when they took the time to see about you. That's a word for somebody. Make sure you're taking care of the elderly in your family, that you're checking on them, praying for them, asking God to cover them, because truly it is a blessing to have them among us, their wisdom, their ability to speak life into us in their older age is so powerful. And I tell you, there's nothing like it, because when they're gone, they're gone. Why don't you call a grandmother or a great aunt or a great uncle or grandpa and just say, I love you. If you didn't want to say anything else, thank you, and I love you. And I know they'll be pleased, and I know the joy of them will be fulfilled because you took the time. Will you pray with me and begin to just continue to lift up all those that you love, those you don't even know? Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, for hearing and answering. Lord, you know the needs of your people. You know what they need. You know how they need. We thank you for being a miracle worker. We thank you for opening doors and closing doors. We thank you that you are saving, healing, and delivering. We thank you, oh God, that our angels are on assignment to protect us and keep us in all of our ways. We thank you, oh God, for a creative woman called Kimberly. I'm going to say Kimberly, Kimmy Robinson, God, that you gave a vision and a strategy to, that she would be able to birth out what she's birthed out for so many to receive you. God, would you bless her and her family? Would you bless our relations family? Would you bless Tish Lee's mom on today for another year and every birthday that's going on today? Would you bless this special guest of ours, our very own sister, prophetess Tish Lee Williams? Would you bless her, her ministry, her launching on this weekend, everything that she touches to prosper, oh God? Would you bless every listener? You know how much we love them. God, would you go into their homes, touch today, oh God, for the things we know and may not know of. God, have your divine will and way. I pray a special blessing over my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Would you continue to keep him strong in his body, mind, spirit, and soul. Help us to continue to do the work you've assigned us to do, oh God. Do it with vigor. Do it with strength. Do it with your anointing and glory. God, we give you praise in advance. We pray, oh God, for the homeless, God. We pray tonight, oh God, for the president of these United States. We pray, oh God, for the vice president of these United States. We pray for the entire White House cabinet. We pray for the world leaders sitting at the table, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for sisters and brothers being persecuted, God. For your name's sake, we pray, oh God, for financial needs to be met, for businesses to be birthed, for you to step up and show out, God. We pray, oh God, that everything we're asking, we believe you for, oh God, that you shall perform that which you said in your direct time. And Lord, if we got to wait, or even if it's not coming to pass as we think it should, we trust you. Hallelujah. You said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Continue to lead us and direct us, and we will give you all the glory. Forgive sins on today, and forgive sin, oh my God, forgive sins on today. And Lord, give the heart to forgive, and we will give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless you again. We've come to the close of another podcast, another week. The God that we serve has blessed us with, and we're super excited about that. Will you remember to call that loved one, as we said? Make sure you do. Don't forget them. Don't forget the Lord on today, tonight, or tomorrow. He's been so good to you, and he's been so good to me, and we want him to know how much we appreciate him and love him. Until next time, join us every Wednesday, if the Lord says the same, every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Elation Radio. We'll look forward to meeting you there again. God bless you and have a blessed week. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Thank you for listening in. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.